thought Aurora liked my Christian magazine, so I got her a subscription too. But she made fun of me for it.
I'm sorry she acted that way, but remember, you did it to point her to Jesus. Have you ever tried to share Jesus with a friend and they just made fun of you? If so, today's story is just for you. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I get frustrated kind of easily when I don't see things changing the way I want them to right away. Like one time I planted some vegetables in the sixth grade, and it took weeks before I even saw the tiniest little sprouts. Now, you might feel the same way when you try to share Jesus with your friends, but maybe they ignore you or even worse, make fun of you. That's frustrating, but don't give up. God won't waste your efforts for him, just like the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:6. I planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. Our story today is called Wrong Reaction. Lila walked into the house more briskly than usual. I've had it with her, she said, pulling up a kitchen chair and plunking herself down. You've had it with who? Asked Mom. Aurora, that's who. Restlessly, Lila pushed the chair back and fiddled with a strand of her hair. She bit her lower lip before starting to explain. Do you remember what I gave her for her birthday? Mom nodded. You gave her a year's subscription to the same Christian magazine you get. As I recall, you wanted to give her the subscription because she liked yours and you hoped it would help her come to know Jesus. That's right, Lila replied gruffly. She read my magazine whenever she was here, so I spent my own hard-earned babysitting money to get it for her. Well, I overheard her telling some girls at school that I was pushing religion on her. She told them she hasn't read either of the two issues she's gotten so far. I'm sorry, said Mom. Let's be sure to pray for her. But she's making me sound really bad to the other girls, Lila complained. I've always been a good friend to her, and then she turns around and talks about me like that? Honey, said Mom, it's too bad she reacted that way, but you gave her that subscription because you were hoping it would help her understand that she needs Jesus. She still needs him, doesn't she? Well, yes, said Lila. Don't forget, Aurora has only gotten two issues, said Mom. There will be 10 more months of magazines coming to her house. Let's pray that she'll read those. Mom paused, waiting for Lila to comment, but she said nothing. You know, honey, it's possible that Aurora's reaction to your gift is partly because she sees her need, added Mom. Maybe she's been reading them after all. You've planted the seed, but it's God who must work in her heart and make that seed grow. Only he can make her see her need for Jesus. Let's ask him to do that. Well, okay, said Lila, after a moment. I will. So how about you? Did someone react in anger when you tried to point them to Jesus? How did you respond? Don't get discouraged or be angry in return. Instead, continue to show love to that person and be their friend. The Apostle Paul compared telling others about Jesus to planting a seed. It's your job to plant the seed of the gospel, but it's God's job to make the seed grow. He's the one who must work in people's hearts and show them their need for Jesus. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 3:6.
I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow.
And our key thought today, faithfully point others to Jesus. If you want an easy way to make Keys for Kids a part of your everyday, you can listen on Amazon Alexa. Tune in wherever you have an Echo device, like at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.